became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Honestly, how many times have we done this? And how many times am I still like a bat in a snowstorm? I don't know where I am. Hold on. Okay. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
So you're sure?
Lord is right.
You're sure Mercury is out of retrograde, are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm going with you on this one. Mercury is always retrograde in 2020. I just feel it. But there was something that was amusing in all of that. As I say, jiggling happily, pure scotch, because yeah, I need it. I was up at 3 this morning. I just couldn't get to sleep because I couldn't get to sleep at 10 last night because of the partiers. Then I went to sleep, then I got up again. So really, this is like 10 o'clock at night for me.
Well, and maybe seeing as how this is a Two Boomer Women podcast episode, maybe we should clarify that today we've actually met at 4:30 in the afternoon, and that's why we're both tinkling ice cubes. We're not really doing it at 9 in the morning, not yet.
Not yet. Don't tempt us.
Oh, boy.
I think that might be next around the clock. Okay, I want to hear what's going on with you. Oh, tell me.
Skype's being a pain. Okay, so basically, we have a place to live. We will get the keys on Monday. We have the truck as of Thursday night, so we will move all the outdoor equipment over ourselves because I'm driving this massive, great semi-trailer truck. And so we'll do all that Thursday night. Friday morning, the movers arrive. We have them for 6 hours, which should be good because we're only going a few blocks. I have a new client a few hours a week. So generally, we've got a daycare, I believe, for the 1st of September. School's going back on the 10th. I think I'll probably sleep from the 10th to the 15th just because I can.
Yes.
So life's grand.
Remind me again, we're not talking about tomorrow or Thursday. We're talking about next Thursday.
That's right. We don't get the keys until Monday, is it the 24th or something? So,
well, that's very exciting. Look at you. You got this together. You got it done.
No, I'll ask me on the 29th if I got it done. Oh, Friday. Oh, my God. We may have to meet a little later on Friday. Oh, no, maybe not. Sure. Now, if the movers are here at 9 and we're giving them 6 hours, I've got to get the truck back. I'll be on as quick as I can with a very large, the biggest 4-liter box of wine I can find. Be prepared to carry the show next week.
I think I might be able to do that, yes.
I'll just sit here with my straw in my, or lie on the floor with my straw in my mouth.
video will be involved.
That's right.
Well, it was, I have to say, there was, it was one of those days, 36 hours without my internet, and I realized how much I do depend on it.
Yeah.
I do YouTube, I check things out. I don't sit at the computer more than 15 minutes, but I still come back and forth and back and forth. And it was interesting to be without. But what was particularly sweet, I remember on my list, was to connect with the bank again about English Club. And you reminded me back in the day, a couple of weeks ago, you know, now that we're in a situation where we are and people are depending on phones even more, the issue of being able to speak clearly and in a language we can all understand is a very potent issue, and it's becoming more and more of a problem, according to other people I talked to. So I did connect with my bank man again, and he's nowhere.
What did the bank man say to Molly?
Was that, oh, pardon me. He said, sit on your hands, you damn idiot. You are making too much noise. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Molly Shannon and I, thank you.
No, all you need to do is tinkle your glass. Play with your glass, because ice cubes go just fine today.
Do that. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, I was reminded in my 3 hours waiting on hold for TELUS. Thank you very much, God. This sweet little Filipino guy, August was his name, was so helpful. He was just really a sweet guy. And we tried to figure out, well, it should have been happening 24 hours ago for the internet, and he'll find out what's happened. And he was very sweet, very charming. Some people are really good at listening to people and responding to them. And that's the kind of person you want, a personality who does this all day long. Anyway, at one point he says, I'm going to have to call you tomorrow to make sure that it's on. So I will hear you tomorrow. And he said that twice. And we had been kibitzing around, and you get comfortable. It's amazing. When you have a relationship that's 2 hours long, you feel you can say things. You're never going to meet them again. So I said, August, I want to tell you something. I happen to instruct people how to speak and write in English. Can I tell you a story? And he said, yes. And I said, I'm not going to make this long, but you're missing a preposition. What you want to say is, I will hear from you tomorrow. And he started laughing, and he said, oh, I always want to know something new. So I thought, that's the story I included in my letter to the bank man, saying, you know what? People will love to be corrected if you do it in a playful, sweet, fun way, if you make it fun. And I'm thinking that with COVID forcing people to be even more conscientious on the phone, we have to speak on the phone, we have to do Zoom. But it might be something you want to look at again. Please let me know. So that's in the works. I felt all fired up about that one today.
Good. And I agree with you. You know, like, if you can correct them in a nice way that's only going to enhance their job speaking to frustrated Anglos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, you know, like, that's one less frustration because of that dreadful, where are you? You can't even speak the English or the language, you know, that people come out with.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that was that. And it's cooler today. It's a good thing. It's going to rain tomorrow. That's a good thing.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's a good thing, but we need it, so I'll make it happen.
I had to deliver a check to Harrow Park today. And I forgot my mask. I'm not as conscientious because I mostly stay inside and I stay in the community. I don't wear a mask. That's how I feel about it. I'm not in mass transit. I'm not in big buildings. I'm not at the airport. I'm not wearing one. But I forgot when I had to drop off a check. So I wear summer dresses, as you know, or don't know, but I don't wear pants. I like dresses. So I saw the sign, please wear a mask. So I pulled my dress up to cover my face. I just dropped it off, and Rob, the receptionist, sweet guy, he starts laughing, and I said, don't look at my panties. I don't have my mask today. There's a couple of other gals there. And I don't know if they could see my panties or not, but I didn't really care. I just wanted to drop off the check. But it was a good chortle for everybody.
Well, and you realize that now for the next week, there's going to be a bunch of old gals walking around with their skirts around the mouth because they want to show off their panties because they also think it's the style. And we all know Rob's good looking. You've just created a fashion statement that nobody wants.
Well, there. Well, I'm kind of proud of myself because it was fun. To be, well, you had to think on your feet or whatever you did.
Or they didn't get their money. There's a concept.
We're going to do it my way or you don't get my money.
That's right.
So that was a jam-packed day. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go to sleep as soon as I'm finished talking to you.
Yeah, I had the boys out. Well, because of course I have the boys morning and afternoon now, and I had them out this afternoon. Because we just went down to the corner grocery and I needed milk. So we took the wagon and the little guy was in the wagon. I've got one of those big old wooden Red Flyer wagons, right?
Oh, yes.
It's heavy enough all by itself, let alone with crap and corruption and a 4-liter jug of milk and 38-pound child in it. So anyways, he gets out and he decides he's going to help Grandma. Push it up the hill in the park, which is grass, which is already tough. Well, except he loses his footing. So, you know those things you used to see where the guy's dragging behind the horse and he's hanging on for dear life and he's behind the train? Like all those old movies where they just drag their body flat out and they're hanging on for dear life? That's what this kid did. And I pulled him and give him, the kid's 2 years old, he's got this grip of steel. He's hanging onto the back of the wagon. And I haven't laughed that hard in so long. Dragging this kid up the hill, hanging onto the wagon, which is also then drag weight. It's not just 38 pounds of, you know, heavy weight. But by the time I got home, it's just like, oh my God, where's the sangria? So I have a proposition for you.
I'm listening.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know yet.
You're available for Pissed On Podcast on Friday, are you?
Absolutely.
Are you available for Pissed On Podcast on Saturday?
2 days in a row?
Yeah.
Is there a reason?
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
Okay, so the reason being, and I mean, I can skip a week if that's what it takes, but I thought it'd be kind of fun just to get together 2 nights in a row and drink. But we do Pissed On Podcast, we talk about TGIF, and it's Meet Us On Friday at 5. And because I've really decided that live is not the best way to go because there are glitches, there are weird things happening. Skype is overloaded on an easy day, let alone on a Friday evening. So by the time the very best I can do is probably midday on Saturday. And then if there's any sound issues, of course, it could take, some days it takes me till Sunday to get it up. So what I was thinking is Friday night we could get together, we could do Pissed On Podcast and I'll do my usual scramble. But then if we get together on Saturday, that could be the following Fridays. So every Friday, we're actually recording the following Friday's Pissed On Podcast. And then it's ready to go. If anybody wants to tune in at 5 on Friday, Pissed On Podcast is there.
Okay, now back up a bit. I'm a little confused. Now, you knew that would happen. If we're doing a show on Friday... The reason we're doing one on Saturday, two shows, is because the Saturday show takes the place of the next Friday show.
Yeah, except we still meet the next Friday because that would become the following Friday's show. And it's launched, it's ready to go at 5 on Friday.
So it's kind of live.
Well, it's live, it's just a week, 1 week delay. I mean, if we start talking like, whoa, did you hear Biden's speech last night? People are going to go, huh? That was a week ago. But as long as we just keep it on the usual Pissed On Podcast and, you know, mythology and what the Greek gods did to the, you know.
So I'm so confused. Why are we doing two? Because that means 2 weeks. So what you're saying is we're getting one in the can every week.
That's correct.
Okay. So what's the proposition? The proposition usually means there's a gift at the end of it.
there is a gift on the end of it. We appear more credible by being live at 5 on a Friday night, TGIF.
Right. But we're not. It's really rather a cheat.
It is.
Okay.
But if somebody wants to have a drink with us on a Friday, I mean, it's not like they can have a drink with us and interact with us anyways.
Exactly.
But okay. At least this way, if they're tuning in at 5 for some goofy entertainment as they have their drink and throw their comments at a screen that can't hear them or respond, then at least the show is there.
Okay. Because the bottom line is that it does take 2 or 3 days to get it up. So
minimum 1 day.
Right. Well, I'm not interested in it right now. The end of August is really the last push for all the things I want to get done for me. I would be interested to probably do this by mid-September, because I just foresee it's going to be a long, slow fall. But not right now. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overloaded. I've got so much to do that I have to do.
Okay, in that case, if we meet on Friday, what I'll probably do is put a little thing up on Pissed On Podcast, just because I got the move and everything else happening.
Yeah.
And just say, guess what? Too busy this week. Tune in next week. But this Friday's will become next Friday's. So we will just have a blank week. And then we don't need to meet 2 nights in a row.
Okay, that suits me better.
Okay.
We can pick that idea in the fall, like mid-September.
Well, we won't need to if we have a blank week. It's just a matter of having a show available at 5 on Friday.
Oh, in other words, this is just a one-off.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was every...
No.
I was confused.
Yeah, no. Just this one weekend prior to the move.
Okay. Well, no, I can do that. I just wasn't prepared.
Oh, yeah. No, not every weekend. No. I mean, I love you dearly, but I'd like to drink alone sometimes.
I have to drink alone. Are you kidding? Okay. So Saturday, what time?
Wait, just the usual time would be, or whatever time would work, because it doesn't matter. I mean, if you want to make it 7 or something a little bit later, I don't want to cut into your bedtime.
Yeah, really. That's a serious issue these days. Okay. Well, I'll have it figured out by Friday.
Or even Saturday.
What time?
Saturday. Just sort of say, oh my God, okay, it's 3 o'clock and I'll be done by 7. Or I'll be done, I'll meet you in half an hour. I mean, whatever works.
Okay. Yeah, let me cogitate on all the things and we'll figure it out for Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's just a one-off.
Good, okay.
Thank you. It just makes my life so much easier.
Good. I don't know how entertaining I can be 2 days in a row.
Buy a big bottle. or do you want Heather to show up on your doorstep again?
No, I'd like her to show up at dinner time like she does for you. And like your other daughter does for you.
Friday, yes. Oh, dear. Except I can't face pizza anymore.
No, well, I should say that you've had plenty.
Well, it's not that it's pizza every week. It's just that she knows what I like, so now she's ordering only that, because I don't really have a chance to put the order in, so I'm tired of that pizza. And so, I mean, I'm not tired of Thai chicken satay thing.
Oh.
I could have that.
Thai food.
Yeah, I could have that at probably every Friday night.
Yes. Indeed.
There's about sangria when you're tired. I don't know.
I'll tell you the drink I miss. I don't know if I'll be able to get to it this summer. Is a San Antonio margarita. And a San Antonio margarita is basically tequila and Cointreau.
Oh my God. Was that Miss Bunny?
That was Miss Bunny too. And it's not, we're not talking Cointreau. No, that's too Frenchified. You need to have Miss Paula's orange liqueur.
Oh, God.
It's got to be Miss Paula's orange liqueur.
Which is what? 10% alcohol, 90% sugar?
No, exactly the opposite. 90% alcohol. Yeah, they don't kid around. Texas, don't mess with Texas, baby. It makes for a very smooth situation wherever you are.
The first half is pretty rough, but the second half is like, and after that, it's just like smooth sailing.
Smooth
just
sailing.
Just put it on an IV drip, baby.
And everything is fine. Okay, here's a question
yes.
for the mover. We've moved between us, I'm going to say 100 times in our lives.
Oh, easily.
easily. Oh, God. And each time, no, and you know, we're getting older. So each time you do it, you're a year older or two or three. So you would think you'd have more experience in the realm of moving, what's involved, all of it. Why is it that we think, oh, yeah, I can do it in 4 hours. Oh, no, I can do it in eight. And it always takes twice as long. I'm worried for you, Agnes, because you sound very, very organized. But don't you find that it's like slipping into a situation of rapids where suddenly it just takes over and you don't know where you are. You don't know how long it's going to end or start.
Oh, God, she's asking a Virgo that question. Although, that said, we have a mover with a I rented literally the biggest truck that I'm allowed to drive with my current license. So we have a massive truck. I am so organized that I got the heavy stuff, you got to take it, boys, in one room. And there's another room with, if it fits, great. If it doesn't, if we're running out of time, I can do this. But this is Friday. And I know I helped my daughter move last time. And yes, she was 8.5 months pregnant, so unable to do a lot. But I know the family upstairs. So we have movers on Friday. But guess what?
Yeah.
I've rented another truck for Sunday.
Okay.
Welcome to my Virgo world.
That's right. No, that's perfect. That's great.
Because, I mean, all the stuff that will be left will be just chuck it in the truck back and forth, back and forth. Because we're only going like 6 blocks or something. Like, and we're not going far.
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Isn't that funny? 6 blocks.
Oh, I just think it's hilarious that you doubted my ability to to be that so organized. I've even got a backup day two days later, a backup truck 2 days later.
Well, as I said a little earlier, I'm an idiot, so I will accept that. Yes.
Next time you move, I'll come over and help you.
I'm going to hold your feet to the flame on that one.
Okay.
Because it might happen.
Oh, dear. Have you been? I guess the first of the month hasn't come yet. You haven't had your eviction notice.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm being facetious, of course, because there's no way, but I'm doing the pros and cons list on my Foolscap these days, and it's coming up short on the list of good things. I've already put the word out to a resident manager across the street. If he knows of anybody who's renting with a pool, then let me know. But I really can't move. I can't move until, well, my mother's still alive. I mean, I wouldn't do that. That's just too much crazy. But I'm not settled.
Would you okay, heaven forbid, but 110 years from now when Trudy's finally given up the ghost, she's going to outlive us all.
Oh, well.
Where would you move to?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
I mean, you've been to Greece. You seem to like Mexico. I mean, okay, we're talking in an ideal world here. There is no COVID. Mom's gone. There's no responsibilities on the home front. You do have a shitload of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still enamored with Spain in a very deep way.
Well, you go there and get a nice little, nice big finca. And I'll come visit.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, though. And I do like this aspect of my character. There's always possibilities. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's ahead. And it's kind of fun. And I don't feel old. I don't. There's times when I complain a bit. There's times that I wonder. But life is full of possibilities, and that helps sweeten my attitude. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, and
something might drop.
Yeah, and I mean, COVID's thrown a wrench into the works in that regard. But given the fact that you've got responsibilities in Vancouver right now, I've got responsibilities in Victoria right now, COVID is almost like a whatever to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But when all this blows over, which even if it's 2022, 2023, I agree. Like, I look at some of the women in my life who are in their 70s and 80s and still just pumping it out and doing what they want and having a good time. And so there is absolutely no reason to say, oh, you know, I'm old now and, you know, I shouldn't be doing that, or I can't do that. Or what would my family say? That's the one that gets me. Well, let's find out what let's find out what the family says.
Oh, isn't that too bad people would think that?
Yeah. And, you know, I seriously, if any one of my kids said, like, Mom, are you sure you should be doing this? Like over a move to Spain or the Dominican or like anything. It's like, pardon. You know, as long as you're still in my will, shut up.
By the way, there's an 80-year-old in the building here, and she goes to work every day. She works for a cruise line, and she gets her hair done. Oh, a cabbie I know picks her up every morning, takes her to work. She's like 80, and I can't picture who she is, but there's a number of 80-year-old gals here who've been here for like 30 years, and you know, the hair, the nails, the whole thing, and I love it. She's a spitfire, and knowing about that, knowing people like that, really, it's not just an inspiration, it's a reality. It's something not just to aspire to, but it's there. It's not a concoction. It's not a mirage.
Well,
tough, strong.
Yeah, I tell the women in my exercise class who are mostly 85 to 95 now, a few younger, but mostly. Yep. And I just laugh and say, oh my God, you're my role models. Like there's a group of them. I don't know if they've gone recently because one woman is now legally blind, but still, they were still going. You know, they go up to Penticton for the Elvis whatever thing every summer. And they'd still go on cruises and they go to walk the Great Wall of China, you know? And it's like, they just have such a good time. And it's like, okay, like if you want to go up to Penticton for Elvis weekend, I'm with you just for the fun of it, because I'm sure the alcohol is flowing. They're having a good time. There is no longer any need for inhibition. Like they just don't give a damn. I mean, you know, it's so yeah.
That's terrific, really. Elvis. My favorite headline in the Inquirer 20 years ago now, when it was still an issue, the Inquirer, found on Mars, statue of Elvis.
Well, he was living in Alaska for a while after he died.
Well, yeah, of course he was. But found on Mars, statue of Elvis.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's my favorite headline of all time.
Oh, yeah. Well. Well, so it's Wednesday. Oh, my God. Yeah, perfect. I'll have this up and ready to go tomorrow morning. So, Thursday, Friday. Anything exciting on the go tomorrow till we meet again on Pop on Friday?
I'm so crashed with paper everywhere around me. I've got to tunnel through sleep. I think that will be my coda for the next 48 hours. Sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, work. I have to get caught up. I have to get on top of things. It's just... And so after this, I'm going to prepare sleep.
And realistically, it's not 48 hours. It's 47 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, God, get off the phone, will you? It's time for the Virgo to stop.
I have a 507 looking at me right now.
I have a same 507. Yes, indeed. I will be ready at 5 on Friday.
Okay, and we can figure out when next to meet. If we can meet this weekend, great.
We'll meet this weekend. I just have to sort through some stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, and I'll catch you up on my lovely new client on Pissed On Podcast. Speaking of Spitfires, I tell you, if this woman wasn't blind as a bat, she'd be leading the parade. She's 90 years old.
Really?
Oh, and she's glamorous.
Oh. Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
All right. Well, have a good evening. Have a nice sleep. I hope you get a few hours in at any one given point in time.
I was just going to say, what's her name? This
Kathleen.
Glamorous 90-year-old.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Oh, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kathleen. We're riding the sea waves to catch up.
All right.
And we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.